The coronavirus numbers keep creeping up in Massachusetts. The State Department of Public Health yesterday reported nearly 1,100 new cases, along with 24 more people who've died. Both the 7-day average positive test rate and the number of people hospitalized are on the rise. With a rise in numbers comes a rise in blood pressure, stress, and anxiety levels among many Boston-area healthcare workers. It's a troubling state of mind as the state faces what could be waves of COVID-19 through the rest of the fall and the winter. WQBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
After the surge last spring, nurse Jennifer Williams started taking a blood pressure medication and seeing a therapist. Her stress level dropped some this summer, but now, as her COVID unit at Sturdy Memorial Hospital fills again, Williams says she feels the panic rising. Some days after work, she sits in her car and cries.
I didn't realize the impact that it had on me during the spring because it was busy and it was new.
This time around, Williams knows in advance how devastating the disease can be.
It's very, very scary as far as a nurse goes, because we can't help in a lot of ways. We can just watch. It's just unpredictable, and it's very, very frightening.
During ambulance runs, paramedic Ben Posadlo says he sees the cumulative effects of the first surge on the strained faces of his coworkers. There were just so many 911 calls for COVID patients who could not be saved.
This brought a big toll on our paramedics and EMTs, seeing that much death. There was a lull, but the anticipation of perhaps another return is not something that anybody's looking forward to.
Posadlo says emergency responders are ready, but there are widespread concerns about burnout among healthcare workers, depression, and more drinking and drug use to numb the rising tensions. Katie Reimer, a chaplain at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, reads a quote that guides her responses to increasing SOS calls from staff.
We don't burn out because we don't care. We burn out because we don't grieve.
Reimer urges staff to pause, talk through what's been hard, and name what they've lost.
This has been so compressed in terms of time, where we're already thinking about having to maybe do it again, that I feel like part of my work is to remind people to grieve and to help that a little bit.
Dr. Damian Archer, the chief medical officer at North Shore Community Health Center, says many healthcare workers who were asked to care for COVID patients without proper protection are suffering from a loss of trust.
There's a term that has been used to describe the duress of having to feel as if you were going beyond what is safe to provide care out of a sense of obligation or a sense of fear that you would lose your job, called moral injury.
To heal that injury as cases rise again, Archer holds weekly virtual meetings about what staff need to feel safe.
It's also being honest and transparent about what you have and what you don't have, and that you are asking people to sort of go beyond what is usual and normal.
And doing that fairly. During the first surge, hospitals moved staff around, breaking up long-standing teams, and sometimes asked more of younger, single, or healthier employees than others. Dr. Paul Binninger, who works on emergency preparations across the Mass General Brigham network, says employees want to know that will not happen again.
So that if there is a second surge, the way in which staff are asked to respond, the way in which people step up, is spread out as evenly as possible, as fair as possible across all of our role groups.
Biddinger says a growing anxiety is palpable as he walks hospital halls, listening to staff debate. What do today's numbers mean? Is this the second surge? Will it be worse? How long will it last? Biddinger says no one knows, but the uncertainty is difficult.
Let's acknowledge it. Let's make sure we're certainly delivering services and resources to staff to help them respond. But let's also call it what it is, which is a fear of the unknown that we cannot fully resolve because we don't know what the future holds.
It is clear that a surge in the coming months will be different. Yes, hospitals are better prepared, but unlike in the spring, flu is on the rise, and patients who avoided emergency rooms are back. Dr. Susan Lee, an emergency room physician at Lowell General Hospital, wonders how will they manage everything?
We're getting just so beat with this COVID, 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 be prepared all the time. But now we have all our kind of normal stressors in addition. So for me, that is something that is always looming overhead.
Lee has a request.
We just want people to be patient and realize that we're all trying to get through this together.
Patient and vigilant, says Lee, about wearing masks, keeping your distance, and washing your hands to help all of us get through whatever is coming. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.